It's the Football Sack podcast time. Yes, the podcast that scored more dodgy votes than a Sepp Blatter election to take out the award of Best Football Podcast in Australia. But don't worry, our heads won't get too big with this newfound fame. We'll make sure we keep one foot firmly on the ground while the other rests on a size 5 hexagonally patched circular ball. Sitting across the studio from me is Supernova Pete Nowakowski. Pete, tell me.
I love that the name is sticking. This is amazing. This is awesome.
Fantastic, isn't it?
Well, I even have my own background cheer. Wait for it.
There it is.
Wait.
We're playing with new sound effects on the show.
Yes, it's working. It's working. I see sound bites. Yes.
Woo. Tell me, Pete, how does it feel to finally win something? You're a Liverpool fan. How does it feel?
Dude, it is amazing. I haven't felt this good since probably Istanbul. 2005, that was a huge night for me.
So. Now, Liverpool haven't won anything. It's the Football Sack podcast that
Hey, 2006 FA Cup, thank you. 2006 FA Cup final.
And also, in the studio with me, sitting next to me, is Christian Leyland, Chief of Staff of the Football Sack. Thank you for joining us, mate.
Anytime. I mean, if you're going to steal my credit for podcast of the year, I might as well jump on it.
Now, my first problem with this is that when shows generally get dry and boring, they bring back characters which have been previously on, or they bring on superstars. So are we that bad that we need Christian here?
Well, I don't know if we did either. Christian Leyland a superstar of the Football Sack podcast?
I am the Football Sack podcast.
He says as he does a little dance. Christian, yeah, you are a familiar face. Tell us, why are you down in Sydney with Pete and I on the Football Sack podcast?
Yeah, why are you here?
Oh, so you're on my doorstep begging me to come back to restore parody in the show. That wasn't it.
That's not what happened.
No, I came down for...
sound effects.
Oh, yeah, sound effects to the rule.
Christian, tell us.
FFDU. That's going to be edited out.
FFDU. No, we don't edit.
FFDU Awards, for Football Supporters Awards. We came down to claim our trophy for Podcast of the Year, which we didn't know we were going to win. And
so much that we actually brought party poppers just to let off when our name was said.
We did.
As a nominated.
We spent $5, a whole $5 on party poppers in anticipation that we would win an award.
That's the Football Sack budget for the year gone, right there.
That's Pete's pie budget. It's gone.
Yeah. Christian, we were nominated for 4 awards. We won one of them. Is that enough?
It's good. It's a start. I guess you'd call it Manchester City from last year and made Europe. It's a start. So we made, obviously, Podcast of the Year. We were runners-up in Website of the Year, Social Media of the Year.
Which I'm still gutted about.
We thought we'd get that.
Yep, yes.
Congratulations to Australian Football Facebook that did indeed get that.
Good work,
we'll have you next year.
Yeah, you can say that, I can't.
And then myself and Matt Collard, we run us up to some guy called Les Murray for Blogger of the Year.
Yeah, who is this Les Murray? I keep hearing his name being used around here, so I don't know.
I don't know, man.
You have to point him out next time that we...
Well, when he went up to get the award, I wasn't sure if I was the only one who could see him. You know, can everyone see ghosts? It was that kind of...
Oh. Hey, we have a picture of him, of Les Murray, shaking your hand and then taking a picture with you. It's on the sack right now. We'll put a link up after the show. Right. That's about the FFDU Awards. Let's move on.
Yeah, bit of news first up.
Bit of news in the A-League.
I don't think I have a sound effect for the news theme song, which I'm a bit disappointed.
It got a mixed response.
Did it?
Some half of the people said, oh, great, love the dance theme. We were dancing to it all night long. And the other half said we couldn't hear Pete Nowakowski's dulcet tones.
Oh, okay. Well, let me see if I can find some music here. Any requests?
Just anything that would...
Girlfriend by Avril Lavigne. Has to be.
Anything that'll help you tell us the A-League news, the football news in Australia, with a bit of class. Yeah. What? Give us the A-League news, the Australian news.
In A-League news, Robbie Fowler has decided he won't be back. I'm devastated. I'm more upset about this than I'm about losing social media.
Oh, no.
Just for the sake of throwing that in. In other A-League news, we have seen Matty Mackay win Australian-based Player of the Year.
Good on him.
Which is pretty fantastic.
He didn't come to accept his award down in Sydney, but who did come and accept their award?
Tim Cahill.
Timmy Cahill.
Oh, yeah.
Head along to the FFDU Awards to accept his Overseas Footballer of the Year. Congratulations to Tim.
Other awards which are worth mentioning, we have had Harry Kuehl linked to Melbourne Victory. A rumour has it is $5 million over 2 years, which would make him, from what I understand, the highest paid footballer in Australia.
What I find funny about this is, you know, most of Australia loves Harry Kewell, but if he manages to go to the victory, I mean, most of Australia will hate Harry Kewell.
We done with the music?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
it's music's just for you.
Over. Yeah, cool.
You don't want anyone else to have music over there, what they're talking about, do you?
No, not really.
Pete, just as a side note, Pete Nowakowski, Supernova, is on the switchboard today. Our producer is absent. She was called into work.
Yeah, so I'm getting used to the whole control panel. It's pretty amazing here. I love the setup. So
but yeah,
maybe I'll do it more often.
I did bring Dave along as he volunteered to produce, but the radio station wouldn't let him in.
You've left him outside.
His reputation preceded him.
Let's get back to some football.
Yes, football news. What else do we have going on? Sasha Osanovsky, he wants to still go to Germany.
You want to move on from Harry Kewell? Can I just
come? Yeah, okay, Harry Kewell. What else do you want to know about Harry Kewell?
Well, we've said that he is possibly moving to Melbourne Victory. Do you think that is a good move? He's injury-ridden, plagued for the last 6-7 years. Will he even get game time if he does sign for Victory?
Oh, yeah, game time, there's no doubt. He will be the poster boy of the A-League. But realistically, I don't want to see him here in the A-League yet. I think he's got another season that he can play overseas. I'd like to see him and Lucas Neal go to QPR and play his trade there for at least one season.
Christian, your thoughts?
Well, see, I'm disagreeing. If you say he's good enough to stay overseas for another year, that's the reason I want him in the A-League, is because he's good enough to be playing overseas if it comes here.
Yeah, you don't want him to be not good enough to play overseas and then come here and be a bit...
Some people say he's not in his peak, but his Asian Cup's the best form I've seen him play for many, many years. So
he's still a first-team Socceroo.
Yeah, that's right. You want your players here to broaden the goodness of the league, for want of a better word, and you want them playing the best of their abilities. If you can still play another couple of years in Europe, well, then what better time to come back to the A-League and show what you're made of?
Conversely, I would like to see him undergo a bit of a medical test before he does sign for any A-League club.
A bit of security there for him.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, as I was saying before, Sasha Osanovsky, he said it for years, he wants to go to Germany. Now, is there a German club who would like him? We've got his resume, we can email it to them, why not? A
couple of months till the... Women's...
Or if a German club wants to get in contact with us, like footballsack.com or... Twitter.com/footballsack, send us a message and we'll organise Sasha Novsky to go over and have a medical.
I really want him to play for Borussia Mönchengladbach, just because I like saying it. It's almost as fun to say as Kaiserslautern.
Kaiserslautern.
Thanks for
Can
that.
Can I say that he could get to Germany by buying a ticket to the Women's World Cup?
Yeah,
that another way to get there.
Yeah, also he could fly. Or go on a boat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, if he takes a Google map route, he might even kayak a few thousand Ks.
Oh,
yeah.
That would be pretty amazing.
Because boats are so retro.
Exactly.
Is that about it for the football news across Australia?
Yeah.
There are a couple Socceroos matches happening.
Oh, they don't count. It's national team football.
This afternoon, as we go to it, to record, Australia are taking on New Zealand.
Yeah, that's at Adelaide Oval. Should be a cracker of a game. Couple of big names missing from this Socceroos squad. Timmy Cahill, Mark Schwarzer and Harry Kewell, none of them are listed. Perhaps it's a changing of the guard. Perhaps it's more of just the guys getting a bit tired after long seasons.
Giving youth a run, yeah.
I think it's just a friendly match, so they're going to play it like a friendly match. You know, you're not going to have all the big names. You're going to see who's coming in.
Yeah, but it's Adelaide Oval. They haven't played a game there since, what was it, 2004? So they have to make a spectacle out of
and
this.
It's against New Zealand, so is it a friendly match? Ooh, I don't know.
Well, let's put it this way. If we lose, I won't care. It's as simple as that. You know, tournaments are the ones which matter. Qualifiers are the ones which matter.
Christian, you're heading down to the Serbian game a couple of days later in Melbourne.
Over at the cavish? How would you say cavish? The cavish atmosphere of Etihad Stadium.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah. Say cavish?
Yeah, no.
Thesaurus.com for you, right there. Bit of a shout-out.
There has been a bit of word that Pete Nowakowski should possibly invest in a thesaurus.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
I think, was it a hashtag?
Well, to be honest, I agree.
Yes! Yes! See, I didn't say that. Drink.
Everyone drink.
Drink.
Christian, you said you wouldn't be disappointed if Australia lose the match against New Zealand. Would you be disappointed if we lose against Serbia?
Oh, well, not particularly. It's the same principle. You know, the friendlies are about development, seeing what players we have who can step into the void and, you know, who's still performing. You know, if we have to sacrifice a meaningless loss against another side to
but
find
is,
that
is it meaningless?
Out.
Because what we're doing here is we're bringing the Socceroos in. We're trying to bring in these bandwagoners, basically, and get this atmosphere going, because we want them to become into the O-League games, because as you saw last season, you're getting like 30,000 people to a Socceroos game, and then a reflection, you're getting 9,000 or 8,000 people to a A-League game. Like, do we want these bandwagoners to jump on? And
yes.
Well, we definitely do, but what I'm saying is if we win a friendly match against Serbia, it's not going to boost the A-League crowds by 10,000.
Let's move on. One of the main reasons for doing this show is we're meant to be talking about Footy Fans Down Under awards.
Yeah. Wonderful stuff that Lee Sutherland from Footy Fans Down Under has done.
Yeah, anything he touches goes gold, doesn't basically.
It? Yeah. And the
it's
night...
a scary thought.
The night was...
Oh, that's horrible. See, that's what we brought you on this week. That's it, right there.
That's my paycheck, Andrew.
You can leave now.
What's two times zero?
We spent the budget on poppers. Well,
what am I doing here? This is rubbish.
The night was quite amazing. There are some, so as we said, some pictures up online. I'm in the middle of editing a YouTube video of the night, which you will be able to catch on the footballsack.com website. So look out for that. You can see all the big name stars that were there.
Yeah, all the happenings, us getting ready. So there's no nudity, I'm just putting it out there, but you can see us getting prepared for the
first
evening.
First time that we saw and met Neil Sherwin, Christian.
He was brilliant. He's
Irish guy. Yeah, I remember Irish guy, yeah.
Save it for the video.
Yes, don't give away too much.
Hint, hint.
We don't want to get caught with our hands in our pants.
Another reference to the video. They've got to actually, we want to encourage them to go watch the video.
Okay, sorry, I'll rephrase. There's definitely no Irish people and definitely no hands down pants in the video, so go watch it because you won't know what's happening.
Great.
Okay, basically, yeah, Neil Sherwin was great. Flew over from Perth just for the awards, which is absolutely brilliant. And I think we all had a great time. We're going to catch up with him again today, have a few beverages watching the Socceroos. And like I said, yeah, he loved the night so much, he's going to come back next year.
And I hope that this is an annual event that the Footy Fans Down Under put on, this awards ceremony.
Yeah, we're talking to the lead. They've tried to do something similar to this for the last 2 years, and it hasn't really taken off. No one's really noticed them. But this last year that we've just had, Footy Fans Down Under has grown. It's like,
and the reason behind that is social media and Twitter, definitely. Facebook. I'm writing an article now just on that. And his success, Lee's success, is largely based from Twitter. He's made all these contacts and networked via Twitter so that he can then promote the game, bring out these fan forums, get these great guests in, get the fans speaking to these guests, asking questions. And then riding on the back of that, he's hosted these fantastic awards, 15,000 votes. It went into these awards, so phenomenal number, and it can only grow.
Yeah, definitely. A couple of the winners and a couple of disappointing moments. A
couple of the losers.
A couple of the losers.
We thought we were the losers on all four.
Yeah, but hey, we ended up getting Podcast of the Year, so hello, welcome. Yeah. How amazing is that?
I hope it at least doubles our numbers on our hit count.
Yeah, well, with Christian here, maybe
5 to 10.
You get all my groupies tuning in. So shout out to all you lovely ladies.
One thing I found interesting about Footy Fans Down Under awards, I had a couple of guys come up to me and say, "Hey, we're fans of yours."
I think one of the best stories was about a few months ago. I was driving in Lismore and I was going through a car park and someone his big smile and just waved to me, and I'm like, oh, I must know them from somewhere, the nervous ones. I just waved back. I had no idea what it was. Go back home that night, I got this message on my Facebook going from someone going, "Hey, I waved today in the car park. I know you from the Football Sack."
Wow, that's pretty amazing, right there.
It's a little bit scary too. But.
That was my dad.
Okay, so a couple.
Christian, you're going to Matt's house. Except that's Irish, not Scottish.
Irish, my dad's Scottish. Irish.
They're the same thing, aren't they?
Now the other awards that we were up for, social media. I'm still absolutely gutted about that one, but. Life moves on.
Next year, Pete.
Yeah, exactly.
We also lost
Blogger.
Christian didn't get Blogger of the Year, and the final award we didn't win was Football Website. So 4-4-2 World Game. We're chasing at your heels. Next year, we might just not be at the post.
Well, chatting to Dave Bashir from the World Game, he's a bit of a fan of the sack. He's going to start listening in on our podcast a bit more frequently.
Yeah, I think he's
Dave Zrilich is even going to be taking some pointers from us.
That's what I was about to say. I think they're going to model their podcast on our podcast.
How amazing is that? Okay.
It's not bad.
If anyone from the World Game is actually listening, let's put our hands up for that one right now. Okay? Because we've said we'll take the Parramatta job.
When we get into New South Wales Premier League, which I think we should probably move to soon, fairly soon.
We've had a 15-minute intro. So.
Okay. Should we talk about that now?
Yeah, sure.
Why not? I think we should.
Well, first up, you went to your first New South Wales Premier League game last night, Christian. We got to see Sutherland Sharks take on South Coast Wolves, Wollongong Wolves, whatever you would like to call them this week. What did you take of the lack of atmosphere, basically?
That's a very loaded question. Christian, I'm going to reword it. How was the evening?
It was enjoyable. It was enjoyable. The football isn't of the highest end around, but I mean, in any kind of reasonably top level level league, you're going to be entertained if you go. The food was amazing. The first touches were atrocious, and the finishing was even worse. Was it Matt Bailey? Was it who missed the?
Yep, Matt Bailey, who missed four opportunities right in front of goal, like literally 3 yards out, and three times.
Three times in 3 minutes.
He's normally one of their standout players, isn't Matt Bailey?
Yeah. Well, he still scored. Which was fantastic. Chris Price, the other scorer for Sutherland. Wollongong Wolves hitting back one.
The interesting part of that game was that Sasho Petrovsky sent off. Christian, sent off.
Sent off? Why did he get sent off? Because he was a douche. No, he was 2-1 down, last minute or two. Wolves are right in the attack. One of the Sutherland defenders were shielding the ball out. The ball went out of play and Sasha decided to just slide in, try to break his legs and take him out. And it was silly. And a straight red card. He was already on a yellow. Yeah. Absolutely nothing to achieve and everything to lose. And his whole team has lost because of it.
It was interesting chatting to Trevor Morgan, South Coast Wolves coach, after the game. And I said, moment of madness. He's like, no, it wasn't a moment of madness. It was just trying to get the ball, came in behind him, and really didn't deserve a red card, which a bit interesting because where we were and where Robbie Stanton was, coach of Sutherland, we all said red card straight away.
Yeah, well, there was no doubt. I mean, obviously, I think the coach might just be a bit disappointed to have the blinkers on. His side suffered a loss, which they probably shouldn't have lost. You know, Sutherland didn't play good, that good to win, but neither did Wolves, to be honest. It's, he's obviously just, he's got the blinkers on, a bit biased. That was definitely a red card and will be a suspension.
And a letdown for South Coast because they heavily rely on Sasho. He's taken up that midfield
position.
Yeah,
he's moved into the centre of midfield, and he's getting more of the ball now, and so on. Anyway, moving across to the other game, we have Bonnyrigg getting a huge win.
They won 3-0 over Sydney Olympic. The form team of the competition, Sydney Olympic, went down 3 to Bonnyrigg's 3 to Olympic 0.
Yeah.
Fantastic result for Bonnyrigg.
Huge game for Bonnyrigg because this is going to kickstart their season now. Well, I keep saying turning points, and this is their turning point. They managed to beat Sutherland last week. They managed to beat Olympic this week. And honestly, they've got Parramatta next week. So
easy win. Has to be an easy win for them.
You'd say it's an easy win.
They drew earlier on in the season. The first game was 1-1, and this game should probably
will be an easy win unless they appoint the correct coaches.
Yes. Interesting. Parramatta. Okay, this is a shout-out. Football New South Wales have had on their website advertising for a new coach.
Yes, I have the media release here. Parramatta FC seeking first-grade coach. New South Wales Premier League side Parramatta FC are seeking formal applications for the position of first-grade coach for the Men's Premier League. Closing date for applications, Wednesday, 8th of June.
Okay, well,
we've still got time.
Yeah, cool. Let's apply.
What we're going to do, it's sort of like our punk club earlier in the year. Every one of us took a turn. Every week we take a turn to make the correct bets. This time we'll take the turn to coach tactics, choose formation, choose selection, and choose the halftime drinks.
Halftime drinks and halftime food, I think, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, so my week is what? Like, you can have this week because you're here.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and then Matt, you can have the following week.
All right.
And then I'll have the game after that. So, like, when it's my turn, I'm going to be playing 3-5-2 because that's my ultimate formation. And we're going to be playing basically nice attacking football with the squad that I have. We're going to have chicken and leek pies at halftime, and I'm going to have cider on tap all night long.
Have we put our application in yet, or can we... Christian, can you write something up and then send it in to Mark Stavroulakis just this afternoon? We'll send it in?
Definitely.
Then maybe by this afternoon, we can be the coaches of Parramatta and field the team.
Yeah, I like that idea. Yeah. Well, and another side who are looking for someone is Bonnyrigg. They're still after a goalkeeper. So if there are any goalkeepers out there, send us a message and we'll pass it on to Bonnyrigg and we'll see if they're interested.
Bit of a shout out to Tommy Goss, who could possibly fill that role.
Well, we said earlier, because we mentioned this on the radio show, and someone, I don't know who would be so rude to say this, but said goalkeeper's not even a real position. So anyone who wants to apply can do it. And we got a bit of a tweet going, Tommy Goss, He said, my 17-year-old goalkeeping hand would like to meet your face. So,
because wow. Christian Leyland stated that, and we don't condone
I'm just name-dropping here. Jess Van Straten, what's he doing at the moment?
Wasn't he linked with Bonnie Rigg?
It's all hush-hush, you know. But I wouldn't be surprised if we saw something like that. Just a bit of experience and trying to get a gig for next season in the A-League, maybe.
There's a bit of a story is that Jess Van Straten, you know, Juventus keeper, 2 years later, playing out at Bonnie Rigg. You know, it's a bit of a...
It's a good move for him. He's going forward. Just moving forward. Like I said in, what was it, the first show or the second show, Chad Gibson, who made the fantastic move from Queensland Raw to Blacktown then to... the Coves supporters football club.
Locomotive, wasn't it?
Yep. And now he's playing in the amateur division. I think it's up towards the border of Queensland and New South Wales. So,
good on him. That's where
he's actually moving forward. Another person...
saying, you know, 2 steps back for 1 step back for 2 steps forward. Yeah, he hasn't taken the forward steps yet.
Look, another person who has been moving forward, I'm just going to play a bit of music here, is Sepp Blatter.
Yeah, Sepp Blatter, he is now... the FIFA president for the next 4 years, and we feel that as advocates of the game and quite respected football pundits, now that we've won this award, we should possibly apply for the role of FIFA president as well. If we get this Parramatta FC coach, do we think that we could be the FIFA president?
Yes, we can.
Do we think that we can lead the FIFA delegates to decide on a successful World Cup bid, unlike Qatar? We say
yes, we can.
Oh, baby, I believe.
And do we think that we can introduce goal line technology and try and finally make a decision on whether or not this is going to work?
Yes, we can. Power to you, Pete Novakovsky. Power to the football sack. We will apply for the presidency role. We will apply for any position that is open.
Yeah, pretty much. That's a little memento for FIFA.
Right? Well, that's right. Yeah, we'll go for Parramatta coach. We'll go for FIFA president. Yard, if you've got a gap in your canteen roster, give us a call.
Yeah, we will volunteer. We will do... No, we'd like a paid role. We'd like it to be paid.
Yeah, at the moment, 2x nothing is still nothing.
Yeah. Yep. Pete spent his $5 on his party poppers.
Well, we spent his $5 on the party poppers. He didn't ever say.
Sorry, Pete.
He was this close to storming out of the podcast again because we also ate his cupcakes.
I think that's a hat trick of Stormouts I've almost got to.
Yeah. Wow.
See, the thing is, it's you're kind of like a boss, and you'll say you do something, you never do it. So we can keep abusing you, and you just won't leave.
Now, okay. Just on that.
Yeah, look, you still got this dare to do, okay? Bugger. Now, we dared you to wear a mankini and to be on top of a goalpost, probably at a stately game, or we can be a local park, whichever.
More specific, planking on top of a goalpost.
Yeah, but planking.
We have since decided, it has since come to our attention, that planking
is not cool.
A little bit uncool.
Well, mainly because we're award-winning now, so...
Yeah, we can't be doing uncool things.
We can't be seen doing uncool things.
As award-winning podcast, football podcast of the year, we need to be at the forefront of cool.
Yeah, exactly. And then planking is just not it. I
think being in a mankini is still quite cool, in my opinion.
Well, no, I don't know about cool, but it's bloody freezing, I'll tell you that much. So I should not know that.
Christian, my idea was that you possibly, you're up in up the coast, maybe Queen Street Mall, you could chuck some roller skates on and skate down Queen Street Mall in a mankini. What do you reckon?
Well, I don't have roller skates.
Well, if you have roller skates and would like to donate them to the football sack, send us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/thefootballsack.
Christian will bring his own mankini.
On that note, you can also contact us at Twitter, @thefootballsack, and you can also send us an email at info@thefootballsack. So we've got plenty of ways to get in contact.
Yeah, that's right. And now that we are
you can contact Matt on 0413-7222-01.
Flag.
Lucky that's not my. That's not my.
Oh, number. I almost said my own, and I realised I don't want any more groupies. I got too many. So it's the cheers come.
These were
cheers from the other night, particularly the SBS table. They were cheering us on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's take a look at the New South Wales Premier League table, because with their loss,
good strong
Olympic,
solid pine.
They're a strong point in front of Sutherland Sharks, who are nipping at their heels. And also, storming up the table, Bonnyrigg. They, you imagine, Pete, are going to be up there come season finish.
Yeah, definitely. Look, as I've said previously, Bonnyrigg, this is their starting point, basically. Their first few games was just trying to find their feet in the competition with some new players, but this is going to be the start of their season right here. They're going to go on, make top three at least.
Propping up the table, Parramatta, FC Eagles. Well, that's going to change once we take over.
So just say Parramatta FC one more time.
Parramatta FC. Louder. Make it louder. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Parramatta.
Actually, that wasn't the best sound effect, right?
That was a horrible sound effect, Pete. You're off the board. You're off the switchboard. Next week we want it.
Yeah, now we want you to storm out.
Oh, that's
you
horrible.
Go.
Right there. Yeah, okay.
Why is everybody laughing?
Right.
That's it. I'm out.
Over the coming weeks, we're going to be bringing on a couple sponsors, which is fantastic to hear. So we're going to do a few shout-outs to sponsors. Not this week, but starting next week, I feel. Please subscribe on iTunes to our podcast. Let us know if you'd like anything specific on there.
Yeah, if you want our podcast to be a bit more structured, perhaps, because this one's been a bit everywhere. If you want a bit more structure, let us know.
Yeah, I've actually got a bit of a shout-out. I got requested on this show. It's from someone called Jack Quigley and Christian Leyland. Apparently, they've gotten hold of something like a Southern Cross University radio studio, and if you want to listen to a proper podcast, then you can start listening in about a week and a half when we start recording again.
Are you announcing the second podcast, the return of the original football podcast? Are we announcing that?
The return of the original podcast.
When?
Hopefully.
Stop it with the stop that.
I just like sound effects.
Either Friday or Friday week.
Friday week. You heard it here first. The original Football Sack podcast, the Quick and Lale show, will be back from the SCU studios.
And hopefully I'll never have to sit at this desk again. So
we're still doing ours, Pete.
Yeah, but our production...
He's not keen, is he?
...be here again. So I don't have to worry about
He's
sound
looking
effects
for
anymore.
A reason to leave.
And yeah, that's pretty much it for this week. So, all right, thank you very much for listening from me.
From all the Football Sack team, the award-winning Football Sack team, thank you very much for your votes that came in. 15,000 votes across the Football Fans Down Under Awards. Thank you so much. We will see you next week on the Football Sack award-winning podcast.